Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Local state lawmaker cuts a deal on a super drunk driving charge. WWJ's Ron Dewey has details.
Ann Arbor House Democrat Rebecca Warren pleading guilty this morning to a reduced charge of drunk driving. She was arrested in December after her SUV crashed along I-75 in Auburn Hills. She had been arraigned on OUIL with blood alcohol content greater than 0.17%. Her blood alcohol level at the time almost three times above the legal limit. She told police she was heading home from an event at the Renaissance Center. Sentencing is next month, possibly up to 90 days in jail and fines. Warren now serving a third and final term in the House after serving two terms in the state Senate. Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan companies are on the list of Fortune magazine's best companies to work for in 2020.
The highest ranked Michigan company is medical device maker Stryker from Western Michigan. It comes in at number 8. The accounting firm Plant and Moran of Southfield is 21. Quicken Loans comes in at 29 on the list. Credit Acceptance of Southfield is number 68 on the list of the best companies to work for. Fortune magazine surveyed millions of employees. The best companies, they say, emphasize teamwork. They empower employees to make decisions. They listen to their suggestions, and they have programs for them to be coached so they can move up in the organization. They also provide excellent benefits. Women make up half of the staff in a third of this year's winners. Half of the workforce in all of the top 100 companies are millennials. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
An airport in northern Michigan is the best location for a space launch site in the state. The Michigan Aerospace Manufacturers Association and state lawmakers announced this morning at the state capitol that the Oscoda-Wurtsmith Airport ranked the highest because of its runway infrastructure, business capacity, and safety track record. Seven other sites were considered. Michigan has been exploring the idea of building space launch facilities as well as a command and control center to manage commercial satellite operations. Tragedy for the UD Jesuit school community after a beloved administrator died from last Friday night's crash in Ferndale involving a car fleeing police. Mary LeCamp retired in 2003 but would remain involved with school activities. And former assistant principal Chuck Gumbel tells WWJ that Jesuit students were more than a number to LeCamp.
I've read pretty much all of the comments from the young men, and one of them mentioned 15 years after he graduated, he came back to the school and thought he was going to have to introduce himself to her, and she greeted him just like it was the first day back.
The driver of the fleeing car was arrested and could face additional charges after LeCamp died from her injuries Monday. In Bloomfield Township, it is a case of a gag gift gone wrong. WWJ Sandra McNeil live and local with the story. Sandra.
Call out the Michigan State Bomb Squad wrong, Brooke. That's what happened in Bloomfield Township. The police got called out to report of a potential live landmine. The caller told police that he bought a gag gift for a friend last December at the commando store. It's called a novelty landmine. He said he had been keeping it in the basement. Well, got a call from someone at the store saying that that mine could be live. So he called the police. They removed the landmine from the basement, disposed of it. Everything was fine. There were no injuries. They said there was no danger to the public. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.